Yes, the sweet sounds of insomnia. This is Amastory with the March, the Parade. Drink it up.
Matters.
Thank you.
It's gonna be
just for a minute or two, darling. I'll snap it on for you.
This is the theme song to my show. It's on your radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already.
Charles Stepsic, welcome to a new SoCal session. For anyone counting, our 16th, a tribute to caffeine. Of course, you just heard the tweaked jungle version of the Insomnia Radio theme right there. Hope that didn't scare you off. I figured I'd experiment with a few beats I found recently. Alright, you heard Amastory to lead things off. They're from Thousand Oaks and released this song, The March to the Parade, on Porsche Records. I saw Mike Russell, the guitar player-singer, recently featured in a brief interview session over at Podcast User Magazine. Well, in true Tiger Beat style, I can relay that he can't live without burritos, his 83 Volvo, wishes he never bought the Mariah Carey Butterfly album, and lives on cheap coffee. It's a very informative interview with loads of 1-3 line questions and answers, sans dating type responses, so go check it out. As usual, all links to artists and items mentioned are in the show notes at socal.insomniaradio.net. In the second portion of the show intro was Sunday Drivers with the song Endless Summer from their amazingly solid four-song EP Archetypes, which they mixed in the same Hollywood apartment that they created the songs. I had the fortune to stumble across them at a show at the Troubadour, where they were playing with the Mezzanine Owls and The Front, probably one of the top three lineups I've been to this year. Sunday Drivers are buzzing quite a bit at the moment, having had a recent tour to South by Southwest, placement in a few indie films, a mention in the LA Times and Nylon Magazine, as well as local radio airplay. We will be bringing you another track from Archetypes soon, so keep checking back. This next track is by The Foundation, an unmixed preview of their brand new song Rocker Girl, followed by tracks from Immune and Moss Bluff. Check this out.
Care, so why
insecurities. Who will I find to cover my back? I look in your eyes and see who I wanna be. You're making up all that I lack.
The Xbox 360 is without a doubt a gaming powerhouse.
High-performance multi-core power PC processor, 56 gigabytes per second of video memory, 48 billion shader operations per second, high-definition gaming, realistic graphics, wireless controllers, USB media center.
Sweet, they have Pac-Man on Xbox Live.
Owned 360, the expert guide for the casual gamer. Part of the Owned Video Game Network, a new, down-to-earth approach to video game journalism. Find us online at owned360.com.
They won't get us tonight. They won't. Mental health matters.
We're mutants. There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Mental health matters.
Indeed. Okay, the unmixed track was Rocker Girl, a world premiere here at Insomnia Radio by the LA rock band The Foundation. And it's on the verge of being remixed by Ray Dalio, the same mixer who worked with Filter, Henry Rollins, and LA's Veruca Salt. If you have any comments, let us know what you think about this track. Post a comment to our site or fire me an email at charles@insomniaradio.net. Any input is good. We have more for you from them in the future, and we'll eventually air the mixed version later on. And next up after The Foundation was Immune, who we played earlier in the year. The track was 3 feet deep, and they've also been making some noise around LA. They have a new CD called Nothing Left to Believe. It's on the way, and that one is being mixed by Sylvia Massey of Tool and System of a Down fame. Immune is fresh off an Unwritten Law show earlier last month, and they will be playing Cinespace shortly after time of release. I can't wait to hear what that one's going to be like. After the advertisement for our new Xbox 360 gaming show was Moss Bluff with the excellent track You've Been Had by Agent Orange. Joining the great producers from the two previous artists, their album Sharp's Ferry Road was recorded and mixed by multi-platinum Grammy award-winning producer-engineer Paul McKenna. Moss Bluff have a pretty nice-sized tour in progress and are heading on a lengthy UK leg in late October to at least mid-November. They've got a great friends list over at MySpace. I see several bands that have featured on Insomnia in the past. Pinback, Rose's Pawn Shop, Oliver Future, and Talons of Spring. Great stuff. Okay, now is the portion of our show in which we bring you three artists back-to-back, a trifecta of new CD releases from bands across the Southland, all being released in September. Here they are. This is an epic lineup, permission for play, all generously given by the groups. Introducing Pensive, Letters Burning, and Streets of Rage.
Stop that talking!
This is Pensive.
Stop that talking!
Welcome back. Pensive was the first artist you got to sample, and that was the brand new track Live Fast on their new Will Salazar produced album called Artifacts, dropping in a few sweet days on September 4th. Apparently Will was the creative genius behind Phoenix TX and Denver Harbor. Anyway, Pensive were featured on the Insomnia Radio sponsored San Diego Soundscape compilation released earlier this year, and they're kicking off the CD release of Artifacts with a slew of national tour dates. Starting off with two shows in the Southland for their CD release parties. The first portion will be at D Piazza's in Long Beach on September 7th. I'll be there checking out the show, so drop in and have a drink or six with me. Pensive will be having another party in San Diego at the Epicenter the next night on September 8th. I believe Michael Catanzaro, the San Diego show host, will be at the second party. So give these guys your support. And make sure you check out the new album when it drops on September 4th. We hope to bring you more from them down the line, but until then, check out the live shows and visit pensive.net. Second up was Letters Burning with another brand new track called I'm Here and You're There from their new upcoming CD, Simple Thoughts and Tragedy, which is also releasing in September. These guys have been really blowing up since their last album and had the opportunity to play a live show at Universal City Walk this past weekend. It looks like their EP was produced by Sean O'Keefe, who had produced Fall Out Boy, Plain White Tees, and Hawthorne Heights, amongst others. Anyway, Letters Burning have a contest on their MySpace, which basically set up the lucky winner with a free show by the band. So if interested, go to our site and click on the links for more details. Thanks, guys. The third artist up was Streets of Rage with Let's Flip a Coin, a track which is on their new EP coming out September 1st called The Things We Think and Do Not Say. And I believe this song is also on their previous EP, which you can grab for free at their website. Streets will be celebrating the CD release show at the Glass House the same night on September 1st, along with Hopefield, Socratic, Ayahuasca, and Science Fiction Theater. Once again, they've got a totally free CD at their website you can download, and apparently a few new band members to fill out the sound a bit. Moving onward, we head to Claremont in the Inland Empire to check out a great indie rock band who just released their new CD. The band is Ojos Rojos, and the song is the title track on their new album, 13.
We'll be right back. was 13 feet tall.
On the door, I could sense big trouble. Not just any trouble, but the kind that makes you raise an eyebrow and look for the exit.
Read the shingle back. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
Yes, it is. Hey, everybody, I'm Rich Palmer, host of Audio Gumshoe. If you're looking for independent, original music that deserves to be heard, then you need to turn to audiogumshoe.com. Don't wait for the commercial radio stations to spoon-feed you the same songs every 62 minutes. Get fresh new music and interviews from the artists that I feature on my show each and every episode. You can learn about what they do and why they make the music they make. And if you know an independent artist that would like to be featured on the show, point them toward our website. You can find us in iTunes or at audiogumshoe.com.
It is said that if you move a single pebble on the beach, you set up a different pattern, and everything in the world is changed. And everything in the world is changed. And everything in the world is changed.
All right, that was a promo for Audio Gumshoe, a member of the Association of Music Podcasters. Previous to that was the track 13 by Ojos Rojos. Ojos Rojos is Spanish for red eyes, of course, and their sound is slightly comparable to another favorite of mine from Austin, Texas, the Black Angels. Ojos Rojos, I like saying that. They have a wide range of songs. Another great one that I love is called Step Outside. You can check it out over on their MySpace page, or you can just buy the full album at Rhino Records in Claremont. For new release, it seems like they've already made quite a debut from the looks of their news listings. Congratulations to all those in Ojos Rojos. Okay, we're going to leave you tonight with something unlike we've played before, a band formed from the ashes of Rob Zombie's band. The group is called Scum of the Earth and was formed in 2003 when Rob Zombie set aside his music to focus on his film career. During this time, Mike Riggs and John Tempesta formed a new band, Scum of the Earth. You should completely recognize the sound. It has that hard rock, almost industrial vibe to it, with plenty of evil thrown in for good measure. The track we are going to play is called The Murder Song from Blah 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 Love Songs for the New Millennium. Scum is playing a show this Friday at Crash Mansion in LA with Metal Sanaz, Needlemouth, Outlet, and New Rising Sun, which features the son of Charles Manson. We have a pair of tickets to give away, courtesy of our friend Jim Martunis. If you are interested in going to this show, please email him immediately at jim@jimmarkunis.com. That's jim@jimmarkunis.com. If I said that too fast, check socal.insomniaradio.net. His email will be available there.
Hey, this is Debbie Gibson.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch.
Hey, I'm Debbie Gibson, and here's an idea. Why don't you guys take a break for a few minutes and let me sing a song, okay?
We got a sound we hope you'll like. Ready, gang?
This is Jim. You're listening to Scum of the Earth on Insomnia Radio.
Filthy black-souled sluts with pus-filled souls.
Got the gun, no Vaseline. Dirty pig, I'm cold inside you. The fear, the flash, the scream, you dirty whores. I'll murder all of you.